This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. As some of Ohio's non-essential businesses reopen, you've still got questions about how coronavirus will affect everything from college tuition refunds to child custody hearings. Now, WKSU News Director Andrew Meyer joins me to answer those questions in this week's edition of Oh Really. This week, we've received several questions about what life in Northeast Ohio might be like as the state reopens.
Our first one is from Wendy Lichtenwalter from Canton, who wants to know
whether it would be possible for people who know they've been separated from other people for the 14 days to kind of form groups of friends that would be okay to spend time with in a more normal way. Some of my friends, like my neighbor across the street, she and her husband haven't been anywhere for the whole time, and it just seems so sad that if you're being careful yourself and you know you don't have any exposure, if other people are willing to take the chance to be with you, it just seems like that would be a little more comforting than all the isolation we've been experiencing. You know, I'm not recommending going to the gym or the restaurant, but, you know, just a chance to talk to somebody, have a meal with another person.
We asked Summit County Public Health for the answer. Their suggestion, now that the weather seems to be getting nicer, consider eating outdoors together while maintaining that 6 feet of social distancing.
Since Wendy and her neighbor aren't household contacts, they still shouldn't go into each other's homes. The health department also helped us answer another question we received this week.
Right. Also on the subject of social distancing, Meg Stanton from Bath wants to know if people 65 and older will be in the last group to stop social distancing. Health Commissioner Don Skoda says that's not going to be based on age.
I don't think they'll differentiate between any particular group. They have certainly identified at-risk groups, but I don't think we would change it because you're always at risk. I mean, socially distancing, and just because you don't want to put a bunch of people back together again if we don't have adequate testing and if we don't know where they've been, because you could pick it up from somewhere else. And I want to remind everyone, there is a certain percentage of individuals that do not show symptoms, yet still test positive for COVID-19. So that would be very difficult to do.
Our next question came in anonymously, asking if Kent State University will return tuition money to students who paid for in-class instruction before the pandemic. Andrew, you actually spoke with Kent State President Todd Dykin about this recently.
Yes, I did. And our full interview, by the way, is at WKSU.org. Dykin estimates that they've refunded about $14 million in prorated student housing and dining fees.
The Ohio Department of Higher Education says that ultimately each university will have to decide how to handle refunds. There's no blanket policy. But when it comes to tuition, Ohio law does not differentiate between face-to-face and online instruction. So essentially, a refund based on the method of instruction isn't required by the state.
Our next question comes from Carly Lynn from Hiram. She wants to know about the guidelines for shared custody situations in families during the state's Stay Safe order. That includes an extension of the stay-at-home order through May 29th.
Ever since the stay-at-home orders began in March, travel for shared custody has actually been permitted. Margaret Scott, the chief magistrate in the Summit County Domestic Relations Court, says there may be a silver lining for kids being transported in those situations.
I am sure that many of them do enjoy being able to interact with different people and just getting outside.
Scott says the pandemic has definitely affected operations at the Domestic Relations Court, as most hearings have moved online.
We've been fairly generous with giving continuances. Certainly, we understand that this is a different situation than we're used to seeing. The only hearings where people are coming into our court are the domestic violence civil protection orders because of the emergency nature of the ex parte and the nature of those hearings. We are having those parties and the attorneys come into court. But other than that, everything is being done primarily by Zoom. And it's working out, I have to say, it's working out really well.
Finally this week, Richard Stratton of Green wants to know about COVID-19 and its R0 number. At least that's the way it reads on paper. It actually looks like an R and a zero, but it's actually pronounced R0.
Summit County Public Health Epidemiologist Joan Hall says it all has to do with contagiousness.
R0 is basically the estimated number of people that a person with COVID-19 can infect. I haven't seen recent estimates. I know that was a hot topic when COVID-19 first started developing, and I've seen about 2 to 2.5 for COVID-19. So that means that a person infected with COVID-19 on average is estimated to infect 2 to 2.5 people. For comparison, measles, which is a highly contagious infection, has an R-naught of between 12 and 18 people. So that's why we get so concerned about measles. And the common influenza has an R-naught of about 1.5, I believe.
Well, that's it for this week's round of questions. Keep sending them in, and we'll keep answering them. You can ask your question about coronavirus for Oh Really at WKSU.org. I'm Andrew Meyer.
And I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.